Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Date and Debate, and welcome back to my weekly series. And today it is Wellness Wednesday with Laura. Welcome back, Laura.
Hi, Andre. How are you?
I'm good, good. It's week one of the series, and so far, so good. People seem to be enjoying it. So I'm looking forward to today's recording and to hear you share more of your tips and resources.
Awesome.
We kind of talked about what we're going to be talking about today, and we're going to be sharing some online resources since now everything is virtual.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some helpful online resources that you can use, whether I'm a guest individually or as a couple, to again continue to just like navigate together and find ways to cope with everything that's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us a little bit more.
Okay, so I wanted to recommend an online platform called Gaia. Mm-hmm. That's GAIA.com. Yeah. And basically, they have like a wealth of information. For example, they have yoga classes, meditation, guided meditations. They have documentaries, they have series, and it's all geared towards wellness. So basically when quarantine started, I started using, I used to go to like a studio, like a physical yoga studio. Mm-hmm. But then I transitioned over to online, and Gaia was amazing. If you have 15 minutes, literally there's, I would say like hundreds of classes you can take, or an hour class, by different types, by different teachers. So it's really customizable. is that a word?
Yes.
Very custom made.
Yeah, customizable is a word.
Customizable. So I've really enjoyed it. And for example, they have documentaries as well. So
that's interesting that they have documentaries. And what are the documentaries like? Is it also kind of like geared towards
wellness? For sure.
Wellness.
The most recent one that I saw was called Heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I highly recommend it. So basically it talks about kind of like the mind-body connection and illnesses.
Okay.
So basically giving you tools or making you understand that your body is like so wise that it can naturally heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's just like a little like baby summary of what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like highly recommended.
Okay. And those are like things that you can watch together and like maybe on a Friday night or on
a day for sure.
Like zen out for a little bit, like
totally
stuff. Cool. I love it. What
else?
So also, is it free?
No, you have to pay. It's subscription based. But I think that they have like a free starter, maybe like a week or like 10 days
mm-hmm.
to test it out. So that's really cool.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. So there's a couple of online magazines as well.
Okay.
Like I'm big on receiving the actual magazine. Like I like to turn pages and fold the pages and highlight. But another option is having those online magazines, online.
Yeah. having them accessible.
Exactly.
Words are hard today. It's fine.
Right?
Yeah. It's also like, well, for me, it's
super
also
challenging. Great. So one that I really recommend that I'm a physical subscriber to, it's called Yoga Journal.
Okay.
And, you know, they obviously talk about yoga. They have inspirational stories, inspirational teachers. And it's just like so fun. It's just such a fun read. And they have the online version. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool as well. If you don't want to receive like any physical packages in the mail or anything, everything's available online as well.
Love it.
Yeah.
There's what so much out there. Like you never really know how much is really out there at the tip of your fingers.
Totally. And I mean, I'm obviously more geared towards receiving like yoga and meditation content,
mm-hmm.
but there's also like some fitness magazines, the mm-hmm. ones that you see at the grocery store, they also have them online.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. You know, like they have like new tech devices in fitness or teachers to look out for or sequences. So it's just so cool. It's just like a wealth of information.
Love it.
All right. So another online resource for wellness, is Netflix.
Oh. So, we're all really familiar with it.
Super familiar. So for example, the documentary Heal that I was talking to you about in Gaia, it's also on Netflix.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people already have the Netflix subscription and there's just like cool documentaries or series about wellness, like mental and physical. I'm also big into more of like a plant-based vegan diet. There's also like tons of documentary that can, you know, if you're interested in learning more about them, I think Netflix is a great tool.
Yeah, you're right. Instead of like watching the same two movies that you always watch or flicking through, like
totally.
Yeah. I was watching, I don't know if you've seen it, the new documentary with Zac Efron.
I haven't.
It is so good. It's about him traveling the world and just like learning about how other countries like use their resources for whether it's energy or how they like make certain foods or anyway, like there's a lot of like talk about preservation and climate change. And I don't think he's vegan. I don't remember now, but he does talk a lot about like food and
awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And it was pretty eye-opening at how like some other countries that you would never think they're like so advanced and how they are using like their like natural resources to, you know, for energy or to recycle and how like they just are really good at like conserving their, again, their natural resources.
Their resources, yeah, like being a little bit more sustainable.
Yeah.
Probably some countries are also very advanced in, I would say, like composting and recycling, as you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Like, I would definitely add those to my list of like wellness resources.
Yeah. Is there like a specific, I know you said Heal, but is there another maybe like series or documentary that you highly recommend that people should watch if they want to like start going on that journey?
Do you know Marie Kondo?
Yes.
Okay. So she has like this series as well. And that's kind of like a little intro to our next topic, or like our next Wellness Wednesday, but basically having like a work environment and a home environment that makes sense for you and just being surrounded with objects and things that bring joy to your life. Yeah. I think that definitely contributes to your mental and even like physical and emotional well-being. So, you know, it's very entertaining, but kind of like the bottom line is so true and very applicable. So I would recommend it as well. Like I saw the first season and she's just so cute. There's like tons of tips on folding and tons of tips on miscellaneous things. Well, that brings me joy and that brings me, that contributes to my, you know, like my wellness. But, you know, like everybody's different. Maybe
some people that watched already, it's probably time to like revisit and be like, okay, what did I not do when, you know, now that I have the time, maybe I should just go back and watch and see what I can reapply or apply this time around that I didn't do last time. So
totally. And she also has a couple of books, which are, I read I think it was her first book, but they're very easy read. It's like simple tips. I don't know. I think also incorporating reading. I know it's not online, or it can be, you know, you can probably download like the Kindle version or audiobook. So I would definitely add that to, you know, like great online resources.
Yeah.
During this time.
Cool. So today it's going to be a short, we were just sharing these online resources, but for next episode, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. I think it was your organizing your space, but then we also wanted to open up room for questions. So questions that people might have on like what they can do to like spice things up with their couple or relax with their partner or just kind of like center themselves if they have children. I feel like a lot of parents right now are going through a lot of stress, and I'm sure that puts a little bit of tension in like as in the relationship. So maybe like things that they can do to just, you know, connect again and chill. So again, any questions that you guys might have, please send them over. We'll be also posting on Instagram so you guys can share your questions. Any other quick resources that you might want to share?
Any other? Well, in the past episode, I mentioned a couple of meditation apps. So in case you missed that episode, a couple of the apps that I recommend is Headspace, mm-hmm. Calm, and Insight Timer.
Yeah.
So I know Insight Timer is free and Headspace is like a subscription based.
Yeah. So, I've used both. I really like Insight Timer because it's free and it has so many different options. Like it has options for sleep. It has options to handle stress. It has options like for self-love and mm-hmm. it's just like all these different areas that you can, even if it's just like to calm your thoughts, like there's so yeah. many different like layers and options. And they also do live meditation sometimes. So you can sometimes join a live mm-hmm. group. I haven't done that yet, but I've seen it. And just like the interface is so pretty. I love it.
I know. So and nice. Have you seen the part that it shows you how many people around the world are yes. meditating at one time?
Yeah.
I found that like so powerful. You would see the little gap.
Right now there's 16 million people.
How many?
790,000 today, that's and then awesome. 10,000 right now.
That's awesome.
I know.
I think that's so cool.
And yeah, they have like a live event tomorrow at 7.
That would like be 8,000 people so attending. Nice. I feel yeah. that collective meditation is just very powerful.
Yeah. Oh, and they have like a privilege and racism meditation going on too.
Oh, cool.
So they have everything. They're really, really, that's what I love about it. Like,
awesome.
It's like there's for everybody and there's a topic and a meditation for anything that you want, even cosmic awareness, like, or cosmic mm-hmm. airwaves. Sorry. Never mind. Still. I love it. And I'm also, I know I said it in the last episode too, but mm-hmm. I'm taking a 2-week meditation course mm-hmm. and it's with a local fitness instructor here in Dallas. Her name is Ella. Mm-hmm. And it's 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night. And to be honest, it's been hard to do both because it's just, I mean, meditating can be hard. Mm-hmm. And unless you're like a professional meditator, you can get easily distracted. And to like just sit there for 15 minutes, it might not sound like a lot, but it is a lot. And I like in the morning, I've noticed that I do it in the mornings. I've done both. But I've noticed that in the mornings I get more distracted than I do at night. So at night I'm like in that mode of like, okay, I'm ready to shut down. In the morning I'm like, I have my phone next to me. This morning I didn't. I put it like somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But in the past I've had it next to me. So I like 10 minutes in, I'll be like, let me see if anybody has chatted me from work. So it's like, it's hard for me to, once I'm up and ready to go, it's hard for me to like separate the two.
Right.
So if you are a beginner, I highly recommend that you start with a short meditation, maybe 5 minutes, even 10, but maybe just do it once a day mm-hmm. and then slowly start increasing them. But you will start seeing a notice in your mood and how you feel internally. You will start finding yourself, at least I do, repeating certain affirmations throughout the day. Like if I find myself getting like upset or frustrated or whatever, then I'll be like, okay, let me do the next right thing. And like, just like go back to like my affirmations that I learned that day, or just to like that mental state where yeah. I can take a few deep breaths and then come back to whatever I was doing. So
that's so awesome. I love that you're having a great experience. It really is like life changing, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that you're using it throughout the day is so special. Like, same with yoga. Like if I'm saying like a lot of likes, I'm like. So taking your yoga practice outside of your mat, mm-hmm. I think that's where the magic happens. Like yeah. you are doing with your meditation. So you're meditating 15 minutes in the morning and then throughout the day, you're reminding yourself of those little affirmations or mm-hmm. let me close my eyes for even if it's like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Just take breathe. 3 deep breaths and then you're
it's yeah. magic.
It is.
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. It does make a difference. I will say, especially working from home, and it can get stressful for anybody, like being locked in and mm-hmm. you know, having to be online all day, like in front of a computer all day and without having, you know, I try to take breaks and stuff, but now you don't have, you're not seeing people in person. You're, mm-hmm. it's all online. So you also get Zoom fatigue or whatever you want to call it, computer fatigue.
Yeah.
So you need those. It's easier, I think, for people to get worked up. And with mm-hmm. everything else going on, like again, parents, I just think about the parents right now. I'm so lucky that I don't have kids right now, because this is a very difficult time to have children.
Yeah.
You know, with schools and not knowing what's going to happen and what decision do I make? What's the right decision? What's the wrong decision? It's just like, there is no right or wrong decision at this point. Mm-hmm. I think it's just right. doing what's best for you and your family. For That's sure. the best you can do, you know, like as an individual, of course I have my opinions, but how, who am I to judge a parent right now? Like I probably would be in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know,
no standing. We have absolutely no standing to, and not even parents, like taking it to another level. You know, the fact of like judging people, you really have no idea.
Yeah. Period.
The shoes that, you know, like their experiences, what their true thoughts are. So it's, mm-hmm. I think that's a very powerful message.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So shout out to all the parents out there, shout out to everybody really, but
to everybody.
Parents. I know that, I mean, I've had people at work already just like express how worried they are about August coming around and not knowing what to do with the kids. So,
and August is around the corner.
I know.
Like it's in,
I can't even believe days. It. Like, yeah, 10, 11 days from now.
Yeah.
It's insane. So highly recommend to everybody, take a few minutes to yourself, 10 to 15 minutes if you can, wherever mm-hmm. you can, somewhere that you just find some peace and quiet and close your eyes and meditate a little bit and use those online resources with your family, really, like it's with everybody. I feel like even children can benefit from, maybe it's like also meditating or watching some of these documentaries, like
for sure,
you know, use the time to educate them as well. Now that you have the time and like people are being a lot more mindful, I feel mm-hmm. like this is the time to really start learning about wellness and what you can do to impact the world and also impact your own health.
For sure. And I'm sure that children, there's a lot of online resources for children as well. Like I don't have children myself, but I'm sure that there's meditation for children. Maybe even Insight Timer has mm-hmm. like maybe. Children's meditation or kids meditation or yoga. And it's really, it's really beneficial. Oh, can I mention one last online resource? Which was very surprising to me. So these are Facebook groups.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. So for a very long time, like I've had Facebook for, I don't know how long, but it's been a while. And I have like this condition, mm-hmm. like a condition, let's say a condition. Mm-hmm. And I actually joined a Facebook group to, I don't know, like connect with like-minded women, mm-hmm. See if there were like any natural remedies, any books that I could read, et cetera, et cetera. And I found it to be extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. So I was really hesitant at first, but now I'm engaged. Like I comment, I usually don't, I'm not very like social media-ish. Mm-hmm. And now I comment and I post things and I share things that have helped me. So maybe a Facebook group for, I don't know, like parents or
support groups or
I don't know. I'm sure there's a million.
I have also noticed lately, especially like after COVID started happening, is I've also become part of a lot more groups. Like I was part of like this big group called the Dallas Girl Gang, but through them I met a few other people, and I've already joined like three other groups where I'm also like really active, and it does make a difference. Like you meet people, you at least you're interacting with other kinds of people that are like-minded. Exactly. So yeah, that's a really, really great tip.
Yeah. And I was surprised when I was doing like brainstorm for this podcast, I was like, maybe I'll share the Facebook groups. It might end up helping somebody like it did help me. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice to connect. It's been very nice to share, you know, like tips and tricks that I've learned. Mm-hmm. And they're very welcome. They're very appreciative.
Yeah. Appreciative. It's fine. You're doing great. You're good.
I think those are kind of like my top online resources for mental and physical well-being during this time and beyond.
Okay. I love it. Yeah. Those are all great. So let's next week, we're going to be talking about organizing your space and how to create a great space with you and for you and your partner. And then we'll also be, like I said earlier, we'll be asking you guys to just send some questions, and we'll be talking about them at the end of the episode. So shoot either Laura or myself some questions. We'll also be posting some sort of poll at some point before next week's episode. So stay tuned for that. And I think that kind of wraps up our short episode for today.
I think so. And it wasn't that short. We thought it was going to be 5 minutes.
I know. It ended up being a nice little conversation. So
I love it. Awesome. Awesome, yeah. Andy. Thank you so much for having me again.
Of course.
And we'll chat soon.
Yeah, we'll chat soon. And you guys stay tuned tomorrow for Therapy Thursdays. We'll be talking about grief. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be very interesting. And thank you again, Laura, and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. You're welcome. Bye.